Just have a few more minutes.
Don't worry, man. Okay.
Yeah, it's gone. I think it's going. Is it going?
Yeah. All right. Get on your marks.
Okay. Good evening. My name is Julia Risiaga. I work for the National Farm Workers Service today. And okay. I'm going to pass this book around, and I want you to sign your name and give me your address and phone number so I can keep in touch with you.
Okay. Could you speak a little louder? This is not going to go on both of them.
And I would like to thank Elena for having me here tonight, and thank all of you for coming to this meeting. And like I told Elena over the phone, I would like to talk to you about this new organization that we're trying to set up for older people, which involves maybe most of you and a lot of other people in this community. And like you all know, or if you don't know, that President Ford is trying to cut back on Social Security. And he's going to raise the food stamps. And that's going to make it real hard on older people who get Social Security to buy the food stamps and to live on with what little they have now. With especially the way the prices are now in the stores for food and just everything. But first I would like to go into a little background about okay. Some of you already know about the farm workers and how they got started and everything. So, and about Caesar, how he got started. But anyway, I'm going to give you a background on how he did start. He started in the CSO in 1952. And they started working out with mainly poor people. Their goal to help them out with their problems and helping them in the community with whatever kind of problems they had. They had a service center where they would help them. And they tried to get legislation to get bills in for poor people, but they couldn't do it on their own. So they went, he went out and him and Dolores were then, and the other people in the CSO, which is Community Service Organization, and they registered people in order to get the voting power to get this legislation across. So through this, they got a state pension for older people, they're non-citizens, and they got that aid to families with dependent children, and they got state disability insurance. But they only got this through the voting power of the people, which they went out to register. So now, and then from then on, in 62, when he had all this accomplished, he decided there was one group which nobody had thought about, which was the farm workers that were left out. So he talked to the CSO people and tried to get them to start organizing the farm workers. But they said no. So then he decided to resign, and him and his family and 8 children, he left the CSO, went to Delano, what little money he had, and started to organize the farm workers. From then on, he got contracts. First he had to go through a long struggle. He finally got contracts, improved working conditions, got better wages for the people, and up until 73 when the Teamsters came and ripped off the United Farm Workers' contracts. Well, now they went into the boycott, which you've all heard about, boycott of grapes, lettuce, and gallon wine. So now the boycott is so good that we're actually going to win our contracts. We know we're going to win back our contracts sometime this year. So he's decided to go on into other areas. He wants to organize or help with old people that are poor. So he decided to start organizing with the older people. And that means...
Why does he want to organize this? Nobody really cares about us. You're the only one that's come to see us and see me anyway in a long time.
Because you are old, you are poor people, which he is interested in helping. See, the farm workers were poor people, but now they've gotten to a point where they've organized themselves and have bettered themselves. So now he wants to go out and organize other poor people who are poorer than farm workers, or just as poor as farm workers. So he wants to go out and organize them so that they can get together and fight the legislation, you know, get bills across and fight the government, the system, in order to get your rights.
I've heard that the farm workers are getting a lot of benefits now.
Yes, after the contracts were signed, they got a whole lot of benefits. They got the RFK, which is the medical plan, and then there's a death insurance benefit. And then there was plus a lot of things they got out in the fields, which were toilets in the fields and clean drinking water, rest periods.
You never used to hear about those things in Narvin, let me tell you.
No, but
no.
Right after the contracts, it was really pretty good.
Years ago, you never heard about those things. That's really great.
So now he decided to go into organizing older people.
Organizing us the same way that you organized the farm workers?
Just about the same way.
Organizing us to get benefits?
Well, we're gonna organize through the service center, which we have available to people, farm workers.
The service center?
Service center, and we give services such as for Social Security, food stamps, welfare, or whatever we can help out people with.
I didn't know about that.
We have one in practically, there's one almost everywhere. And we help people out with just about anything that comes up that we can help them with. So what we want to do now is open up the service centers for the older people, for just anybody, that even though they're not farm workers.
Oh, we do need a lot of help. We do. Sounds like a good idea.
What we'd like to know is how you feel about this organization, and if you would be interested in forming an organization of older people in order to fight for these things, like getting Ford not to cut down on Social Security and stopping the rise of cost of food stamps.
How could we do that?
We all get together and we could all get together and go down
the food stamps. All the old people get together? Not just from here? From
no,
area?
Not just from here. We are having meetings all over the state at different homes with different people. And we're going to try and get them all together so that they can become an organization and fight for these things.
What, you say you represent the United Farm Workers, so why is it that the United Farm Workers wants to all of a sudden come to us as old people and organize us in the same manner in which you organize the farm workers?
Well, because the farm workers are already organized and they're already going to get their contracts, and pretty soon they're going to be earning a pretty good, decent wage. And now the only people that are left out and that are the ones that are neglected the most are the older people. So somebody has to help them, so we've decided to take it on. But we're going to help them with your help.
What do you mean by that?
Well, if you get together and, you know, we'll help you, but you'll have to help yourself at the same time by getting together and having this push.
Okay.
Okay, specifically, how do we, part of the things that we can do, you know, say for example, you know, we have social security problem, we have housing problems, you know, we can't get, anyone, any official to recognize the fact that we have, you know, transportation problems, the cost of living is really gone high, and our salaries or income is set to where, you know, like, we can't afford the cost of living anymore. How do you plan, how do you plan in helping us take on, you know, the problems such as, you know, the higher cost of living with our income being set at a certain.
That's why we're asking you what you think about this organization. And if you form this organization and all the people get together and have this voting power, sort of, and all of you can pressure the government or the system to give you what you want.
What part is the farm worker organization playing in developing the old people's organization?
What part is it playing?
Yeah, what part is it playing?
Well, the organization will be a branch of the United Farm Workers, and we'll help them put the pressure for the rights that you want. If you want to fight Social Security, we'll help you fight Social Security, but you'll have to help us too, the same way. When we have something that has to be fought, we want your help in fighting, like the farm labor bill coming up. We want your help to fight that farm labor bill or get it through the assembly.
It sounds like a very good idea. We need somebody to help us desperately. I mean, there is no organization, except the church I belong to. But they don't pay any attention to us anymore.
No, because they have you divided as the older people, and they keep you to a side.
They don't even want to let us dance anymore. That's a problem. But I could use a lot of help with my Social Security check, which never comes on time. So I can't pay the rent on time. So the landlord gets mad at me all the time.
Well, if you want to, we can go down to the Social Security office and you and talk.
Could
to
your service center help me with that?
Yes.
Could I go with it?
We're available to anybody who wants our help. But in return, you can help us a little too by going in the office if you can and answering the phone.
Would you want me there?
Yes.
You don't think I'm too old?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
In your office? Can I sit there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how wonderful. What can I do?
You can answer the phone or...
Answer the phone? That'll be really important then, won't I?
Yeah.
I can help.
Okay, fine, and then we can take you down to Social Security and get your problems right now. You can talk to your landlord. Whatever.
That's wonderful. Can I bring my friend Dorothy along?
Sure.
Good.
Can you use her too?
Good. She'll be interested in all this.
Okay, that's the first part. I went to the second part.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
I just think she handled it.
Yeah. I think she'll get it. I think she's gonna be all right.
I think she's
got it, and I think she's gonna do better. And once it's very hard to do it right here, but once you get out to the field and once you get out to your areas and you have to do it, you know exactly what you have to do, and you're gonna do it. But, you know, it's very hard under these circumstances, you know, to do it. That's why I'm not going to do it.
The only criticism I'd make is that I think it was too short. If you went through the history and the introduction and everything, it was almost too capsulized, you know, it was almost too short. And so a lot of the things that you really had time to say came out as answers to questions. I mean, it all came out, but it made way for the questions, you know. And you have more time than that. If we're talking about an hour and a half house meeting, you have time to go into a little bit more detail.
But isn't it just as good when you get it as a question rather than a statement?
Well, but you can't take a chance that you're going to get the question asked.
You have to ask it.
If you could always be sure you're going to be asked the question, that'd be different. Were you involved in the strike at all?
Yeah.
Well, I think you ought to use that example. Where Dunarvon? Mm-hmm. Well, you've got some very colorful examples to give, and I think you ought to bring that in. And just because you were involved and you saw what happened, you saw what the cops did, and you saw, you know, and I think that it's especially important to identify the growers with the cops and, you know, all of that bad stuff that you saw, and with the President of the United States and the repressive legislation. They're all part of the same thing, you see, that's keeping the farm workers down, that's smashing the farm workers into the ground, and now they're smashing us into the ground. They're trying to do the same thing with us, the old people, with, you know, and so on. I think it's important. That's a very good tie-in to identify the growers with all the bad stuff that's happened. Because the growers, you see, are the first ones to want to get those social security payments down. You know, they've welfare payments down. They've always tried to destroy. That's the first thing they always try to destroy.
Also, the growers are always going around blaming the farm workers for food prices going up.
That's right.
And we should turn those tables around and tell the people that it's not the farm workers.
It's the growers.
The growers.
Right. So we had, in other words, we have the same set of enemies. We have a common enemy.
We should blame Gallo for it.
Yeah, sure.
Gallo's fault that the food prices have gone up.
Yeah.
And all the good things are because of the uniform. The pressure.
Yeah.
Like the pie. That's what I'm
waiting. That's what we're doing with that SUA. Telling people that it's because the pressure that Caesar and the farmers have been putting on the progressive boycott of this country that this is called.
Sure.
And they're saying that's right, it wasn't the charters or whatever they're saying.
The other thing is, when you start relating your own personal experience in the strike, the animo is going to turn on all of a sudden. Yeah. You know, you're going to get more excited about it. You're a little too low key. When you start telling those horrible things that happen, you're going to get very emotional about it, and it's going to come out, and that's going to make you a little higher key, just automatically.
Yeah.
I like to transition. Up until where they started questioning, you know, when you were talking, although you were short, you had good. I remember that when you changed subjects, you know, that when you changed.
And I might have asked the person to stop. And, you know, that might have been my fault. She could have
made it longer.
I think you, that when they asked you what the relationship was there, you know, between, I think that was a good answer. It's going to be a branch. Because using the term, you know, semi-independent or whatever, it doesn't get across the idea. But if you're a branch of something, then you know you're not completely independent. Can't be. Like your arm is a branch of your body, it's not independent of your body. So I think that's a very good one. And when you go ahead and explain a little bit more, you want to know, well, how does that work? You say, well, you know, we'll help you form the organization, and we will work together with you to help form the organization, and we'll continue working together. You and you, in turn, will work together with us. I think the worst thing we can do is to try and conceal the fact that we want to have some help from them. It isn't that we can't get along without their help, you know. The whole philosophy of the thing is self-help. And in other words, they help themselves, and we help ourselves, and we help each other, and so forth. And so we want to make sure we bring that out, because otherwise some of them are going to think, they're trying to use us. You know, and they're trying to conceal the fact that they want us to save their strike or their union or whatever. So we just come right out. Take it or leave it, you know.
It has to go hand in hand.
Right.
Sure, because if it doesn't, you know,
right,
help with it, I've got too much damn work to do to you're right when you say that, you know, we want to help, but they have to help us too. You
yeah.
know?
Okay.
When we're talking about services, should we restrict ourselves to services that the service center can do right now? Or would that maybe be a good chance to maybe just mention off the top of our heads some of the dreams, like we were talking about housing co-ops in the rural areas?
Yeah, I think
some of the things way in the future maybe.
Yeah, I think we do, as long as we make it clear that these are not possible right now, but these are the things that we can work toward.
I think the village is a good example.
Yeah, sure is.
To use, because we've already got this thing here. You know, it took 7 years to get it, but we've got it. You know.
Right. Yeah. Sure.
Gives them an idea of how much time it took.
And the daycare is at the clinic.
Right.
And the clinics.
Another thing is like the whole idea of what eventually 40 acres will be on. Like, okay, what hopefully we can get started at other field offices, which is, you know, not only the retirement homes and the credit union and the clinic, but a child care center.
Right.
And in the Parlier area, you know, Sitchin.
And I think this is a very important thing to point out so that they can get the concept in their heads that the reason that the union is in a position to help another group of people completely outside of the sphere of farm labor is because this is the only organization of any importance that has a solid base in the community. It doesn't have a solid base in all communities, but it has solid bases in quite a few communities, and it's going to get some more. And what we mean by that is it's already established. It's set up its clinics, its service centers, its child care centers, and in Delano, the housing center, and so forth. And so it has a base of operations from which it can begin to work with other groups. It isn't just some fly-by-night operation that comes in today and is going to be gone tomorrow. I don't like to use the word institution, but better not. It's got a real base of operations.
Fred, let me ask you something that may sound kind of silly. I mean, I guess I know the answer already, but for somebody that's never really had a lot of relationship with older people and doesn't see them that often and doesn't, you know, converse with them and could care less, and they would be put on this assignment, where would you suggest that they go first to go look to find them?
Well, I think that the best place is to talk to the parents.
I know more or less already. But
yeah, to talk to the parents of some of the farm workers that are your friends.
I mean, no, I'm not talking about the farm workers. Uh-huh. I'm not talking about farm workers.
Well, but you have to start someplace. See.
I'm talking about, say.
No, I know, but if you start someplace.
One good friend.
Yeah, and very often you'll find that a farm worker, old timer, will have a friend among people who are not farm workers.
Comadre or compadre.
Otherwise, you're going to have to go in a little bit too cold. Or, as we said, you might be able to work through a sympathetic priest or somebody like that in the community that can get you together with people who are not farm workers. Hi, Mr. Chavez. They're videotaping in the other room, and we're just getting ready to.
Oh, you got them separated by sex?
Yep. The only way.
We're
super liberated. We're super liberated.
I see.
We've gotten beyond that point. Now we're going backwards.
future.
Okay, who's going to be next?
Can I say it in Spanish?
Well, you speak perfect English. Huh?
I forget it. No, but you see, I feel more confident talking Spanish.
Okay.
It's hard because you have to switch. You speak in Spanish, then you have to present it in English, and vice versa.
Yeah.
Nosotros para ayudarles. Uno de los servicios que tenemos para ayudarles es con las estampillas. Podemos ir con ustedes a la oficina del welfare. Podemos ayudar a llenar las formas. Si tienen problemas en el trabajo, con la aseguranza, que no les quieran ayudar a pagar el doctor o lo que sea. También podemos llenar las formas, podemos ir con ustedes al seguro social. Cualquier problema que tengan, nosotros estamos ahí para ayudarles. Si yo no los puedo ayudar, hay más personas que sepan más que yo, que tengan más experiencia, que pueden ayudar. Y yo quisiera saber cómo, con cuáles problemas nos podríamos ayudar a ustedes.
Pues, ¿qué podemos hacer acerca de como los estampillas ahora como cuestan más que antes? Y pues si yo no puedo pagar tanto para mis estampillas, ¿y qué puedo hacer? ¿Pueden ayudar ustedes con esto?
Pues muchas veces sí podemos, como podemos revisar el libro que tenemos sobre las reglas del welfare. Si nosotros vemos que no los están tratando bien, vamos nosotros al welfare, llevamos el libro con nosotros para comprobar que ahí tenemos las reglas, de que ellos no les están dando los servicios que deberían de dar.
¿También ayudan con la migración?
Sí.
Yo quiero mirar a mi esposo.
Sí, ahí les ayudamos. Como podemos ayudarlos, que está andando a pedir las formas para ustedes. Darle las formas. Sí, hay muchas maneras de que podamos ayudar. También, así como les ayudamos, no les cobramos, pero sí esperemos que nos ayuden ustedes un poco a nosotros, cooperando con nosotros. Como yendo a hacer a check line a las tiendas para que no vendan el vino de gallo, ayudarnos en la oficina, contestar el teléfono.
Ay, pero yo no sé nada de oficina, ¿qué voy a hacer?
No más contestar el teléfono.
¿Y si no hablo inglés también?
Pues casi la mayoría de llamadas que tenemos son en español.
Qué bien.
Sí, hay algunas en inglés, pues puede pasar el teléfono a nosotros. Nosotros queremos que ayudarles y también que ustedes nos ayuden en este programa, como ya les invitaron más antes, que nos ayuden con alguna donación, si es que no nos pueden ayudar con los servicios. Una donación de $5 al mes, podrían generar una autorización para que nosotros podamos cobrar este dinero cada mes. Pues hay muchas maneras de que nos puedan ayudar para nosotros ayudar a ustedes.
¿Y cómo? ¿De dónde salen los fondos para todo eso si no tenemos que pagar nosotros?
¿Cuál?
Los fondos de
centro de servicio. Pues de la misma gente que ayudamos con cooperaciones, todas las donaciones que nos dan, nos mandamos acá a La Paz. Y de ahí a nosotros nos pagan $5 a la semana, nos pagan cuartos de dormir. Y pues así del dinero que nos dan, cooperaciones, compramos papel que, para ayudar a la gente como ustedes con problemas.
Pues yo puedo ayudar, pero no sé si puedo dar dinero porque no tengo mucho.
Y, no, pues.
Y pues ya sabe usted que el precio de las mercancías es el siguiente.
Pues no necesariamente tiene que ser dinero. Cooperar ustedes mismos, sino los picket lines, los sábados, los domingos, cuando tengamos picket lines.
¿Qué venimos? ¿Qué tenemos que hacer en la línea de piquete?
Hablar con la gente que vaya a entrar a comprar allí, a decirles que no compren en esa tienda porque están vendiendo vino, espirol, gallo. Y lo más, estar en la línea de guardia. Todo es muy sencillo, todo es que quieran cooperar con nosotros.
Así es que usted, como representante de la Unión de Trabajadores Campesinos, usted más vino solamente a pedir que le ayudáramos a usted en los...
No.
¿Qué exactamente es lo que viene a pedir?
Pues avisarle de los servicios que nosotros tenemos ahí para ayudarles a ustedes, a sus amigos si tienen problemas.
Sí, quiero más para ofrecer los servicios sociales,
sí, para
que
poderles
tiene
ayudar a
la Unión.
Ajá. Para que se organice más este programa que ya les explicaron sobre esta reorganización que va a comenzar.
A la señora me estaba platicando que uno de los objetivos que tenía la Unión en mente era de que quería ver en qué modo podíamos nosotros como ancianos de la comunidad organizarnos para ver en qué modo podíamos hacer al gobierno que fuera más responsable a las necesidades específicas que tenemos nosotros como ancianos. Eso es lo que esperaba de la plática que íbamos a tener ahora. Me voy a platicar, porque yo tengo interés, porque a mí, por la edad que tengo, me han explotado, me ha batallado mucho más de las veces ha batallado con mis, por ejemplo, seguro social. Tengo quejas de la casa en que vivo. No tengo, por ejemplo, las necesidades como un baño. Tengo que salir de la casa a ir al baño para baño y servicios. Y quisiera ver en qué modo ustedes, como representantes de la Unión, podrían ayudar a los otros a organizarlos para poner presión a los departamentos del Estado para que reconozcan que nosotros también tenemos necesidades y agreguen que no podemos
organizarse,
sí.
Pues juntarse todos, unirse.
tener más juntas en casas, así como ahora, y hablar sobre los problemas que tienen. Muchos tienen los mismos problemas, entonces nos podemos unir para tratar de que se arregle el problema que tengan.
¿Y esta es la única casa donde van a tener juntas? ¿O van a tener juntas en otras casas?
En otras casas, como ahora puede haber más juntas en otros pueblos, otros estados. Pues, aquí en California, pues, pero en más pueblos que estén hablando del mismo tema. Habla con ellos y trata de tener otra junta.
¿Sí, otra junta?
Sí. ¿Cómo es? Entre más juntas que puedan obtener todos juntos para organizar.
¿Y cuándo va a ser la otra junta?
Cuando ustedes quieran.
¿En qué lugar?
En la casa de usted, en la casa de alguna amiga o amigo.
¿Y quieres tú que ofrezcan a mi casa mía?
Sí, estaría bueno, si quieres.
No, sí, está bien.
Un grupo como de cuatro, que sea chico, así para poder tratar los problemas que tenga.
Buena idea.
I thought that
here's the second part.
Ajá. Como que Julie había hablado más del programa, ¿verdad? Y vamos a seguir los servicios. No sé si está bien, sí.
Sí, pero...
Yeah, I'll say it's pledges, donations.
Estuvo bien. Lo que hablaste del servicio central estuvo muy bien. Nada más que te recuerdo un poquito de eso, de la gente anciana, de la organización, pero de volada, amigo, que me decía para
abajo. I think that once we, like, get comfortable, with ourselves, I think so. Because I have the same, hang up, really. And, I'm sure that, con el tiempo, we'll know what it is that they want from us, and we'll get into like the actual work, and we'll become comfortable with ourselves, and this will better take on the job that we need to do.
I think so too. They don't come with experience.
They don't follow their own style.
This is the first one she had to start with.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we all learned that a lot of.
Thanks.
You did well.
Maybe
later. No.
I'll wait till the old man.
That's a bunch of bullshit. wondered, he looked very distressed, and I wondered.
I was surprised. I wonder why you come. You don't think they speak Manila, do you?
No, he.
Probably in Arizona by now. He probably was calling Caesar from Florida. Caesar called from Arizona because they're beating him up. I just flew to Florida. Desiree, move off the chair.
No, I'm going to do it.
I'm
going
to concentrate. Elena, can you speak English or Spanish?
Really, really, I can't speak either language well.
You and me both.
Because I'm, you know, like,
shy. Now, we think in one language and we speak in another, or we speak in one, think in another.
Pick a language. See, that's where you guys have it over on us, you know, because we... Okay, I'll stop.
I guess I'm...
Okay, here we go. We're wasting time and tape. Okay?
Second part. Roll.
Okay.
Okay. Hello. My name is Elena Rojas, and I work for the Farm Worker Service Center here in Davis. And I called up Peg last night, and I asked her if she could call a few of you to a house meeting here in the house. And I want to thank you, Peg, for having these 10 people here. And I'll try to... let me see. First of all... I'd like for all of you to put your name down on a list. You can either do it now, or you can do it, you know, on your way out. Or maybe you already did it, Peg. We talked about that. You said you were going to do it ahead of time as they were coming in. Did you do it?
Yes, at the door.
Oh, good, good. That saves a lot of time. As you know, like I said before, I work for the Farm Worker Service Center. And we have our office on Anderson Road here in Davis. And we've been working with the migrant farm workers all summer. And that's been very exciting. And we've been going to all the migrant camps and helping the farm workers with food and clothing. And a lot of them have arrived from Texas, and they're sick, and their babies are sick. And some of the mothers are pregnant, and we have to find a doctor for them. And, of course, a lot of them can't speak English, and they can't read. And then, of course, the camps... filled up like really super fast. So we've had to relocate people out of cars and buses, and so we've been like really, really busy all summer. We did this all summer, and also a lot of other things that we did with the Farm Worker Service Center was in helping people with not just the migrants, mind you, not just the migrants, but also, you know, you have a workforce that are kind of stable. And they came into our office too, and we helped them with food stamps and how to fill out the forms, which are it's really hard. And the Spanish form is like about 10 pages longer than the English form. And we've helped them with Medi-Cal, and also with other problems that they've had with the welfare department. You know, the farm worker goes there, and the welfare worker, you know, she looks at him with a lot of discrimination and just really hates his guts, you know. But so we go down there with them, and we hassle with them, and, you know, we open the door for them, and we get things done for them. And that's a little bit about of what we've been doing with farm workers. We also took farm workers to Sacramento. This summer, by the way, we took farm workers to Sacramento to rally for their unemployment. And now that we're in the winter, as I don't know if you guys know it or not, but we got an unemployment for farm workers. Do you know? Have you heard of that?
Right.
Well, that's one of the things that we did in the summer with the farm workers. We went to Sacramento.
Will I be eligible for it?
And, I think it's for farm workers right now. And so anyway, what I want to talk to you about, I just want to give you just a little bit of history on what we were doing with the Farm Worker Service Center. And this is a little bit of what we did this summer with the migrant farm workers. Oh, yes, we do an awful lot of work. Not just with the migrants, like I said, but also with, you know, people who live in all the
time.
Well, was
that
the
summer only, or just the summer program?
Well, the migrants are only here in the summer. So in the winter, we work with people that are here permanently, you know, like all year. So, but now we'd like to, now the Farm Worker Service Center would like to get involved in another program that Cesar Chavez, I'm sure you guys know who Cesar Chavez is. He's the director of the Farm Workers Union, United Farm Workers Union.
Was that that gentleman who was just here?
Ah, yes, it was. And, well, you know, getting away a little bit from the Farm Workers Service Center and what we did this summer, I could talk to you all night on that. But getting a little bit into this other program that I wanted to talk to you about, this Caesar, who used to work for the CSO many, many years back,
For the
CSO, you know what the CSO is?
California Family Community Service Organization.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. It slipped my mind there for a minute. You know, Caesar, who worked for the CSO a couple of years back, had an idea when he was working for the CSO, and his idea was that. He wanted not only to help the farm workers, which, you know, but also to help older people. Well, so the CSO, you know, they disagreed with Caesar, of course. And so Caesar said to himself, well, since you've disagreed, I will go off on my own and I will try to help the farm workers, which he did. And he went and set up committees and talked to people and had house meetings and got small donations from them, and this is how he started the first service centers. And but he never forgot about this dream, we can call it a dream or a thing, you know, that he had, and that was with the older people. He wanted to organize and he wanted to help older people like yourselves to have a better life like the farm workers did. And this is very unfair. And
yes, it is.
This is very unfair.
David. Bye.
And anyway, bye. I'm sorry, I just drank a little bit of water. Getting on the subject again, what we would like to do now, and you can just listen to me, and if you have any comments afterwards, you can talk, you can ask me questions, and you can tell me what you think, and if I haven't presented it right to you, then you can just, I'll try to do it a little bit better. But what Caesar would like to do now, he would like to form like an organization under the union, or like an arm of the union, but it would be a part of the union. And he would like it to be composed of older poor people who desperately are in need of help right now. As you know, we're going into a stage right now of a horrible depression, like in the 30s, and I don't remember those days, but Caesar lived through them, and I'm sure you do. And all you have to do is just look around you. Just look at where you live. Look, you can't even go down to the store.
Right.
You can't walk outside because you're afraid somebody will beat you up and steal your money. You have no voice, and one of the reasons for that is because you're isolated. And one of the things that Caesar would like to do is he'd like to see an organization of poor people, older poor people, get together and unite. And by uniting, they can combat all kinds of injustices against them. Like the problem with the Social Security, that you always have to wait 6 or 7 days from the day it's supposed to arrive. And the problems with food stamps or with people that are not bilingual, the problems with interpretation and things like that. And what we could do is, what do you think, by the way?
Well,
am I going too fast for you?
You go pretty fast, I have to admit, but you know what? There certainly are problems that poor people have with food stamps. Food stamps would be very good, but there's so many people they can't even get down to the offices to get the food stamps. Now take me for instance. I wanted food stamps for a long time, but the only way I was able to get here today was because, well, she told you that I wanted to come and you came and picked me up, but I haven't even been able to go get any food stamps. And that certainly is a big problem, and that's only one of a lot of them.
That's right.
See, our farm worker service center has in the past always been for farm workers, supposedly. For farm workers. But now we would like to get away from that. We would like for the farm worker service center to service and help the poor older people. with their problems. Like you have a problem of transportation. You know, either myself or somebody from the service center, another worker, could have made arrangements or could have come to pick you up and transported you to where you had to go.
You would be able to